I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, BL, it's Sealsa time.
Oh my God, we're in two different time zones.
Two different time zones, two different hemispheres, and we both have professional recording equipment.
There's a fucking about time.
It's a new era for Sealsa.
But I'm jealous of your setup now, so I want to upgrade mine, even though I only ever use it at home. It's not like an on-the-road rig.
It can be. I mean, you were in Sydney the last couple of days. You could have done some... Podden?
I've podded from Sydney before, and there was a lot of rigmarole involved. How are you? How's LA?
I realized
I've been a bad friend because I haven't been like, how's LA? Because I've been saving it for this moment.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing when you do a podcast with your friend, you're like, you see like things on the Instagram stories occasionally, and it's like, I'll just wait. We've got it. Mm-hmm. I've got time in the diary.
Yeah. our scheduled check-in time.
Mm-hmm. It's like therapy, right?
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah. I don't talk to my therapist about bodybuilding as much, but mostly the same.
Maybe you should. I'm in LA. Yeah, arrived late like a week ago, and have been hitting a few little cute spots, seeing old friends. Yeah, it's been really nice. It's like not too – I packed badly, BL. I packed poorly. I'm like, I pride myself on the packing and I thought I had it down to a fine art to the point where I got really cocky and was like, I don't need to make a list anymore. Very bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, why? What happened?
Oh, it's just – it's like it's not as it's not as full of like cliched sunshine as you might expect.
Uh-huh. Sounds like my trip to Sydney.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But anyway, not to reroute over to
me. Oh, no.
I literally just wrote like a branded content piece for a like travel website about like the ultimate guide to packing. And I was like, I don't fucking know what I'm talking about. Kate should be writing this.
Apparently not. No, but it's really good. I'm staying in West Hollywood, which is, you know, like a funny area to be staying. I've stayed here before. Most of my friends live over on the east, but I am, you know, like the first thing that I did when I found out where I was staying, like the address, without doxing myself, I was – Googling like how far walk to Earth Cafe, which is, you know, like the storied cafe on Melrose that is supposed to be the inspiration behind the planet in the L word.
Oh, okay. Is this, this is not the one where they say like, what's your intention today?
No, that's Gratitude Cafe.
Gratitude, of course.
Yeah, but you can still get like, you know, salad with a stupid name basically. And sure. All the salads have fruit in them. It's, that's a problem. But yeah. The next one was like, how far to Sir? How far to Tom Tom? And it is, it's walking distance. So
I mean,
that's
it's
good.
The Lisa Vanderpump Triangle, right?
It really isn't. Actually, I tried to do like a little Brody experience the other night with some friends of ours, and we tried to go to Schwartz and Sandy, but this seems bad for the business. It was closed on a Sunday. It was not late. Like, we just finished dinner nearby and it was closed. It closes on a Sunday.
The photo you sent me of like the neon Schwartz and Sandy's sign with like unilluminated was like very telling.
It's very telling. It was sad. And then I saw some photos of inside, and I think it was a blessing that it was closed for us that night. Like, I was going to do another exploration there, but I actually think maybe it's best left unsaid.
Yeah. I mean, look, based on all reports, I don't really want to drink a Tom Schwartz, Tom Sandoval concoction, but I do want to take photos in the rooms where it happened, you know?
Well, I've got a group photo of us standing outside the non-illuminated sign that I can send you. And instead of that, we went to and had the perfect martini at the legendary Frank and Musso. And that
Musso
was great.
And Frank?
Musso and Frank, yeah.
Chic.
I'm topsy-turvy. I'm like in another hemisphere.
You are. I just rewatched a movie from our friendship lore, Jinxie, Ingrid Goes West, the other day. And I love the version of Gratitude Cafe that Ingrid goes to like get the whatever avo toast that Elizabeth Olsen's character got. And the guy who takes her order is like, hi, what's your deepest trauma?
Oh my God. It is a bit like that. I remember I've only been to the Gratitude Cafe once, and we went there to get the gratitude, you know, message, because that's what you're there for. And they just didn't do it. Like, maybe the server was like having a bad day or something, but they just gave us no platitudes. And it was rude. So disappointing, because it's like, it's not, the food isn't amazing, you know, like it's not great. So you're purely there for a bit of gratitude.
For the theater. No platitudes at the Gratitude Cafe. How rude.
Exactly. Very rude. What else have I been up to? Mostly because I'm just working over here. So I'm just spending all my days kind of inside, occasionally doing some admin from outside where there are always drones buzzing overhead. I don't know who I'm living near. Oh, and there is that crazy.
I think just like Californians.
Yeah, I guess so.
Americans.
But on my street is one of those Civil War-esque Teslas. I can't even remember the
Cybertruck.
Name. A Cybertruck is parked on my street all the time.
I hate myself for how much I enjoy
Cybertruck.
a Tesla when it pulls up when I book like an UberX.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just the UberXs. All of them over here are Teslas. Yeah. But
it's like watching a video game when I'm in one. I'm like, the roof is the sky and the screen is just telling me there's a bus on my left, which I could turn and look at the bus, but I'm not going to because it's on a TV screen in front of me.
There's too much to look at. It's too IMAX-y.
Too much screen time. Too much screen time.
Exactly. What if you're having what did Izzy call them? Like a reality day. You cannot have a reality day in a Tesla.
You cannot.
But yeah, this, what's it called? What's the truck again?
Cybertruck.
Cybertruck. How do I not remember that? I think my brain is choosing not to. Yeah, but,
for safety.
It's so terrifying looking. And I kind of feel like I'm going to see Jesse Plemons come out of it with like little red sunglasses on at any point.
God, I'll fly over if you do.
I'll let you know.
Have you seen those little robot delivery Uber like carts trundling down the street?
They will never not make me laugh. Oh my God. Zoe stops every time she sees one.
I feel bad for them.
Well, Zoe stops everyone every time she sees one and says, like, where is your mother?
Yes. It's like that
children's... Do you know where you're going?
Yeah. Are you okay? Are you lost? Yeah. Do you need help?
Yeah. There was a cute one the other day, though, that was like dressed up for the Garfield movie, and I appreciated it. I took a photo.
Delivering lasagna around West Hollywood. Everyone's like, no thanks.
It's pretty much that. You just put your Mondays into their little basket and off you go. Good.
I like that they give them a face. To use the same kind of like caveman logic of like babies are cute so their parents don't eat them. But people still want to like some people are still compelled to like kick or push or like destroy these little delivery carts despite their little faces.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, the cliche is so true that there is just like no one on the streets. I mean, there are people living on the streets, but there aren't many people walking down the street to get to their next appointment or anywhere. So you often like will just be walking down the street. It's just like us in one of those little carts.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cute.
Just our family, our modern family.
It's a throuple. That's what you do over here.
You're like that kooky family from Kajillionaire.
Totally. Yes, totally. I need to watch that movie again. I'm so excited about her new book coming out.
I just read First Bad. I had never read it when it came out, and it was one of those maybe your read your bookshelf recommendation inspired me because I finally read First Bad Man. I finished it while I was in Sydney the other day, and I was just like, damn, no one does it like Miranda July.
No, isn't it a great book?
Yeah, so bizarre, so touching.
We've got to get tickets to that Rising show.
Oh, I'll tell you when I'm going. I bought my ticket.
Okay. Excellent. Great. Yeah. Excellent. Cool.
Rising show, the one you recommended that your friend made.
Yeah. I know. Anyway, what is it? The First Bad Man Book Club?
First Bad Man, the book club?
It's cool. We'll provide a link in the show notes. Wow, really loosey-goosey over here in Los Angeles, and I'm not even Cali sober, so
I'm drunk.
9 a.m.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Can I do it? Will you permit me like a quick tangent on Vanderpump Rules while it's in the air?
Go for it. Yeah, go for it.
Next week is the season finale of the post-Scandoval season, season 11. It came out this week that apparently it's been put on pause. Like Vanderpump famously films every summer and they, I guess, don't have plans to commence filming like next month or in July. And it makes sense to me because I don't think the show as it is and as it always has been can continue with the like audience that it has now. Ariana said this thing in like the second last episode, the penultimate episode, where like Sheena's husband Brock is basically trying to tell her to like, why don't you just engage and why don't you just like, why are you kind of shutting down every time Sandoval's around, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, this is like 3 months after she found out that he'd like imploded their life. And she talked about this like therapy tactic she's using, which is like gray rock. She's like, I'm just being a gray rock. It's like not engaging with a narcissist, not arcing up, not giving them anything to kind of like be provoked by or satisfying their need for like drama and attention. But the problem is that that's boring TV.
Yeah, it is.
I'm like, I respect her. I respect her boundaries. I respect her trying to like, you know, get the bag and like do what she needs to do for her life. But it's really bad TV. And that's not like Vanderpump Rules is a show about people arcing up and getting into a fight.
Yeah, I don't need grey rocks on television.
No. And it's, but it seems like the viewers are so like, yes, Ariana, slay queen. Like, yes, mama, your girl power. Like, let's watch Katie and Ariana open a sandwich shop, which is never going to happen. They seem really like inspired and like, yes, about the whole thing. Meanwhile, the people who are like making storylines and being messy, Sheena and Lala, are like the, like, persona non grata with the audience. Like people are like, they're so messy, they're bad friends, they're like betraying Ariana. And anyway, I don't want to watch Girl Boss Ella. I want to watch like messy borderline alcoholics, people who maybe need rehab and maybe shouldn't be encouraged via the reality TV ecosystem to be on TV. That's my show.
I fully agree with you. I mean, I don't watch Vanderpump anymore, but there is another show that I feel like is going to do that. There are ads for it all over here. I'm guessing you're across this, but it's called like Vanderpump Villa.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about Vanderpump. I haven't watched any of it, but it's Lisa opening one of her like trash restaurants in the south of France.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I just think that anything post Vanderpump is too forced. Like it's like a new reboot of a Housewives where they know too much and they know too much about what will happen if they like get in a fight or get messy or reveal too much about themselves, like the harm it will cause to the brand or the personal relationships. And like the beauty of Vanderpump is that they went in knowing none of the risks and then experienced all of them.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm not watching The Valley for the same reason.
Oh, I
whatever
am.
Whatever that's called.
The okay, Valley's well, yeah. back. The Valley's back to the roots of Vanderpump because it's Jax and Kristen just being like there was a fight, a physical fight in the last episode.
You'll appreciate this. I was talking the other night, we're talking Schwartz and Sandys, etc. And I was telling some friends of ours that I kind of had more respect for Jax after I found out that his anniversary or like wedding or some engagement party was at Inn of the Seventh Ray, one of my favorite organic cafes in mm-hmm. Topanga Canyon. And like all three other people at the table immediately were like, he didn't choose that. Don't have respect for him over that. That's not his decision. I was like, oh, yeah, he probably hated it.
He famously hated it. He walked in. Did he? Well, Brittany liked it though. So maybe you love Brittany Cartwright, Jax. But she was like crafting her, I think it was their engagement party was there. And I just remember his brilliant line where he walked in and it was like, I think it was the menu or the food table or whatever, like dining options he had. And he just goes, everything here I hate. Everything here I hate. So good.
Well, okay. I take it all back. No respect. Absolutely no respect for that man in the bad suits, I've got to say. I'm seeing a lot of like for your consideration posters over here and like billboards, which is always fun. But the other night, Zoe and I were walking up Sunset to go meet our friend Chelsea. And on one side of the building, like this huge, huge building, there was just like this massive Netflix ad billboard thing for The Jinx, the TV show. And we were like, haha. And we took a photo of me outside of it. And then on the other side of the building was this huge ad for Hacks. And so Zoe being a comedian, we took a photo of her out the front of it.
Oh, my God. Tag yourself.
I did
post a reel, tag yourself on our stories today. I saw my friend Minna at an op shop had posted a photo of a shelf of two VHS tapes and one was two episodes of Ab Fab and the other was the Babysitter's Club movie.
Oh my, wow, it's us.
It's us. Literally it us.
it us. Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah, what else have I been up to over here? Just like working in the day and then kind of catching up with people at bars. I went to, of course, the first place I went to was Ruby Fruit, the lesbian bar in Los Feliz, Silver Lake.
Great name for a lesbian bar.
Yeah, yeah, very good. After that excellent book. I have not read it. Oh, it's Ruby Fruit Jungle by Rita Mae Brown.
Okay.
But
and this
the best
bar is like a classic. It's been around for a long time.
No, it's like it only opened last year. Okay. So it's really new. It's in a strip mall, like everything. And it used
you
to be.
You have to
like
go to Sushi Park. Speaking of strip malls,
there's just so many strip malls. Everything, like, you're like, oh, this cool new thing. You're like, there's a strip mall. It's fine. You get used to it.
Sushi Park is like the nondescript strip mall Japanese restaurant where all, like, Kendall and Kylie are always photographed coming out of.
Okay. All right. I'll try. I'll do my best.
Sorry for yelling.
You're very excited about it. And I love that. I love the enthusiasm. But the best thing about Ruby Fruit, which is a very fun bar and they do like very good little snacks, and excellent wine. But the best thing is the bathroom is completely and utterly Indigo Girls themed. Oh. So the music in the bathroom, like the speakers are different. They just play Indigo Girls while you're in there. And it's like Indigo Girls paintings and like a bumper sticker on the mirror, the whole works. It's very good. Wow. It's very well done. Loved that. Yeah.
Wow. It's like being at, I don't know, what's a, like a Hungry Jack's in the 90s, like real theme.
A real theme. Yeah. So I appreciated that. Yeah. And I've just been kind of hitting up a few old favorites, and like, you know, cute little spots like the Formosa, and we had dinner at Little Dom's, and oh god, last night I went out to this cocktail bar that is like a canyon theme, like a big grizzly theme.
Yeah, like mounty, like a
yeah, it's like a particular thing, but
why do I want to say bush? It's not bush.
It's like
in
Yosemite.
America.
It's kind of like Yosemite kind of themed. It's called the Bigfoot Lodge and it's out in Atwater Village. And I went there because the first time I ever went to LA was in 2001. And my friends Fawn and Jeff took me to the Bigfoot Lodge and we had this cocktail called it's like modeled off a Girl Scout cookie. So it's just like this minty green little drink. And I just had to go there and relive that experience like Ooh. So many decades on. And it was very fun.
That sounds so cute. Was it like a, what's that place in LA where inexplicably it became like a TikTok hotspot and it has like a bucking ball in it?
I know the one. I've never been.
Maybe that's tonight.
Maybe it is tonight. Yeah.
How much longer do you have in town?
Like another week and a bit. Okay. So enough time to check things out. And if you are in LA, the reason why I'm here is because Zoe Kim Smart, ever heard of her, is doing her show Every Single Thing in My Whole Entire Life at UCB on Fairfax on the 6th of May as part of the Netflix Is a Joke Festival.
This episode will come out perfectly in time for Zoe's show.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I planned that.
Yeah. But what about you? I've been talking just about my LA drinking habits. certainly not Cali sober over here. What have you been up to?
I went to Sydney this week. I did a real Kate Jinx cosplay. I was talking at like a conference on Wednesday. I was on a panel. And instead of just flying in on Wednesday and then flying out after my work was finished, I flew in on Tuesday and I flew out on Thursday. And it just was like a bit of an interruption in my week, I'll be honest.
Oh, I hate it when you're like, yeah, I'll have a little bit of time. And then you're like, this is too much time. It's like not enough time.
Yeah.
Or it's too much. Yeah.
And it was shit weather. So like
I'm so sorry. I feel personally sorry.
You are responsible. I fully got like on Monday I had a pre-booked like armpits down wax because I was like, I'm going to the beach, baby. It was like almost 30 degrees on Monday and then I flew in on Tuesday and to quote the flight attendant, Sydney's seeing some weather and it sure did. It was like fucking bucketing down, but in like a pissy, annoying way. And so I was bothered. Like I mean,
you didn't want to be seeing some weather.
I mean, I like read my book on the way there and I was seated next to a woman who the first couple of times as she was like looking at her phone and sound started playing and then she quickly like exited out or, you know, like it's happened with the best of us. The best of us who like hate watching videos in public. But then she just scrolled past reels.
No headphones?
No concern for like the fact that it sounded like, come with me to good, like just like the start of a million videos and the sound, and just kept going. And then when we landed, she must have been on like had enough Wi-Fi to like post something. And like, I'm not going to judge, but she did come on the plane carrying one of those like Dior, like boxy, like, you know, is it twirl print?
I hate those.
But in pink?
I hate them.
Anyway.
I hate them.
I judged. It's what I do. And so
you're
by
very
the
very good at it.
Yeah.
You're very good at it.
When she was like posting an Instagram story that had sound on it, but like maybe 4 seconds of like a song. And so as she's like adding her tags and like typing over the video, it was just playing over and over and over. And I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, for an hour and a half, I would have said something.
I was about to, well, it was mostly at the end because at the start I was like, this is an innocent mistake.
Yeah.
And by the end of the flight, I was literally about to just start playing a video and like hold it up next to her ear and be like, it's annoying, isn't it? But of course I didn't. I just sat there and stewed and I'm talking about it on my podcast.
Yeah.
But then I had a great experience, which was catching the airport train.
It's very good.
I've never done before. It's really good.
Yeah, it's better than that fucking Skybus, that's for sure.
Also, Sydney's airport train. By the time it got to Museum Station, I've never caught a train in Sydney, so this was very novel to me. Museum Station. Am I on the set of Ladies in Black where they've kind of put up like fake vintage ads? It was really funny.
Oh my God, wait till you go to the Domain Tunnel one day, the escalator.
Oh, I'm excited.
Well, that'll be on your next trip. It's always a thrill. It's like there and the CTA, the Commercial Travelers Association.
Oh, I've always wanted to go there. But then I got off the train at St. James Station.
Mm-hmm.
Chic. I've never been to Paris. Do I have to? Because I've been to St. James Station in Sydney. I've never experienced this kind of like deco Sydney.
Oh, yeah, that's
there's
Sydney.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it, turns out.
Yes. And in fact, that was what I was most disappointed about when I moved to Melbourne, because I was like, oh, well, surely Melbourne. Well, no, it doesn't.
Where
it doesn't
are the
do
chic
it.
Little tiles? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It does
I get
not.
It. Jinxie, I get it. Here I am explaining Sydney to you.
I do love it because I, you know, it's like seeing yourself through someone else's eyes, you know.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was staying at the QT, which
we both enjoy in Melbourne. Oh, love. I stayed at the QT in on the Gold Coast recently.
Oh, how was that?
It was fun.
Cokey?
Yeah, but the lobby bar closed at like 10 p.m. or something.
Oh, babe, that's Queensland.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. I don't like it. Can't get a drink after 10 and can't buy a rabbit. Why would I move there?
You can touch a koala though.
Yeah, I don't need to. Famous, I don't think we should be. I famous. Do not think we should be doing that.
So I stayed at the QT. Did not realize it was like in – I've been there once before though, I realized, when I got up to reception to interview Zane Lowe. Lol. Like a few years ago. And after our interview, I took a photo with him and he like chastised me for not being good at posing for a photo. That's a separate story. But I was going there to stay, and like, I've stayed at a bunch of hotels in Sydney. Love them. I love the Ace. I love the Paramount. I like the old Claire. I haven't stayed there in a long time. When my book publisher used to foot the bill, the Langham was great. Gorge. The Overlow Woolloomooloo. Little bit kooky, a little bit themey, but you get a free bag, free like snacks when you check in. Loved that. Big bathtub.
Okay.
QT, not a fan. I love the one in Melbourne, and I just did not vibe with the Sydney one.
Were there any agents of chaos to greet you when you arrived?
Okay, so there were no agents of chaos greeting me when I arrived, and then I left to go and meet some friends at Bill's in Surry Hills for lunch. I met a couple of my like editors from Vogue for lunch, which was great.
You really live in my Sydney lifestyle.
I am. I love it. I know. When I arrived, I went straight to Bill's. I was like, am I Kate Jinx? When I came back, I went to Mecca, the big Mecca, which is like a few doors down from the QT. And I just like got a couple of things that I'd run out of. And then as I was coming back to the hotel, there were two people stationed outside. One was a man in a hat, which he like tipped every time you come past. And it's not annoying, except that he wants attention every time he does it. And he wants you to acknowledge what's happening. And the other was a young girl who was spinning a hula hoop.
Yeah, this is what I've been saying is the main difference between the QTs. The QT Sydney is like weirdly steampunk.
It's like carny? Circus burlesque. I think they think it's like burlesque, but what it is carny. Yeah. It's and they're different. Fun. And she, as I'm walking in, I don't forget if I had my headphones in, but I was literally just walking off the street into the hotel and I just hear, "What'd you get at Mecca?"
That sounds terrifying.
She saw my bag, and after I'd already walked past, she like yelled to me. And I just went, just grabbed a few things. Because I'm also like at the lift by this point being like, get me out of here.
Yeah, totally get me out of here.
And then the next night after I'd schlepped around, I'd gone to my talk, I'd like been around like Lanyard tech conference people. And then I came back to my hotel. I went to the gym. I was in my like sweaty gym clothes, but I was really hungry. And I was like, it's pouring rain. I'm not going to get to the like, what is it? Chinese noodle house. I was really craving those eggplant dumplings. And so I ordered in and I was like, okay, the guy's pulling up. I'm going to go down and collect it from the door. And the guy on the bike was just taking ages to get my bag out. And so the circus performer sidled over to me and was like, are you okay? Or like, do you need anything? And I was like, oh yeah, I've just got a delivery. And she goes, what'd you get? And I was like, just some dinner. And she was like, what is it? And I was like, just some dumplings. And she goes, oh, I love dumplings. I can't eat them because of my red lipstick. And I was like, yeah.
Too much information.
And I'm just staring at this man being like, hand me my bag, please. It's right there. Just hand it to me. Now I'm being mean. She's just doing her job.
She is. It is funny. I mean, like, I did this event. I don't think I've ever told you. I did this event years ago, like so many years ago, probably like 13 years ago, at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. And I did this talk, and it was part of the like this Weimar era painting show. And at the opening, I think it was at the opening night of it, and I had to do this, I don't know, talk about performance or something, I don't know. And it was like a gallery tour, but like a performance thing. Anyway, whatever. I did that and it was fine, but they had also hired performers who just roamed through the gallery all night. And they were wearing things like tiny, you know, like a tiny top hat, etc. Like very kind of burlesque-y cabaret, but you know, but there was one woman and she had like those tiny little like pincer glasses, and she'd like come up to you and just like put them down her nose and look at you and like raise her eyebrows and then walk off. And like this, just, she just did it all night long.
That was her thing.
Yeah. And I just made me so uncomfortable.
It's really, it's very Gilmore. It's very Stars Hollow to be like bothered by a performer.
Yeah, it's not like a wandering troubadour. That's fine. I can handle that.
No, it's more like when the kids at Miss Patty's are like singing down the aisles and Lorelai's like, yuck, no.
It was like all the parties for a while on like Selling Sunset and and in Beverly Hills in particular, they would have like these terrible performers at the party. Like, I don't want to see a contortionist. I just want the drinks. Like, I don't want
to. Because the thing God, is, you feel they're not there to be watched. They're not doing like a show with a beginning and an end, but you feel bad ignoring them.
Yes.
So you just have to kind of like smile at them every now and then, but you don't want to encourage a conversation.
Yeah, completely. It's yes. It's in like they've often got like bad body paint on. You're like, I want to look at that, but I also don't want to look at that.
I don't want you to think I care. Lala had her birthday this week on Vanderpump Rules at a burlesque place, and it was just a lot of like nipple tassels, you know, nipple tassel energy.
I have to do an interview after this podcast recording about like my style and imagine if I was like burlesque, one word. I've got one word for you. That's my look.
We should watch that movie together. I've only seen it once. I did pros of the hotel. I did watch an entire movie on free-to-air TV with ads.
Good for you.
I'm like an old-fashioned woman. Look, did I do it because connecting any streaming to the hotel TV was really annoying and glitchy and didn't really work very well? Yes. Did I watch Almost Famous beginning to end with ads? Also, yes.
Yeah, great. Or like on SBS or on like a commercial channel?
It was on like 7 Flicks or something. Shout out.
Good for them.
Oh, I also watched a really old episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on Wednesday night. I was just like flicking through the channels like me 15 years ago. And it was from an early Dorit season. And Kyle and Erica went to Greece for Erica's debut performance of It's Expensive to Be Me. Meanwhile, at home, Dorit was going rollerblading with Lisa Rinna and Eileen Davis.
Yeah, there's a lot of rollerblading on The Housewives.
Yeah, yeah, they love it. It was the Eden Sassoon season as well, where she was telling everyone that Kim Richards was on the brink of death.
it was a good season, friends. It was actually a good season.
Maybe I loved my hotel.
Yeah, it sounds like you loved it.
The Kevin Murphy shampoo and body products in the bathroom, excellent. My hair air-dried and looked great. And I did listen to, as I was getting ready in the boutique hotel to go to the tech conference on Wednesday morning, I was listening to the new episode of Stradio Lab podcast where Cola Scola is on, and their kind of straight culture thing that they're talking about is boutique hotels. And they all talk about how boutique hotels are like gay culture for straight people. And it's very lanyard, like lanyard conference. And I was like, holy fuck, this is my existence today. Anyway, that's me.
That's you. Just if we can go back to wild things happening on the plane. This isn't wild, but I did note it. A girl who was sitting near me on the plane was wearing a full denim, like, boiler suit all the way from Melbourne to LA. Isn't that like the bravest decision ever made?
Oh my God. Is she okay? Yeah.
It wasn't even one, like it was striped. It was like pinstriped. So it's not even like, you know, if you spill on that, like you're going to see it. I was just like, wow.
Also,
wow.
You're going to an airplane toilet and your entire outfit has to come off and like be pretty close to the ground.
Well, I did also think about that. I have done that on many occasions, not in a plane, but like worn a jumpsuit out and then gone like, oh, fuck.
I've worn a jumpsuit to like a music festival. And when I'm like standing in line and like a bit cooked, and someone came up to me once and was like, hey, Brody, like they'd read my book or like read something I'd done. And I was like, can you unzip me? Because I was really worried that by the time I got into the bathroom, I'd be like, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Oh, very, very funny. I watched something fun on the plane.
I was about to ask, what'd you watch?
I watched Mission Impossible for the first time.
The first one? The original? The new one?
No, like the first Tom Cruise one.
Were there ones without Tom Cruise? I've never seen a Mission Impossible either.
It was a TV show originally.
Was it?
Was it not?
I don't know.
I'm sure it was.
I don't know.
And
sometimes we do need a straight man around. Not often, but this is a moment we might.
Almost. No, but I would have bet my life on it before you.
Well, I just don't know. Me. I know nothing.
Sure. We're going to find out. It's coming to you live. I'll be shocked if it's, Mission Impossible TV series, 1966 to 1973. Yeah. Reruns on when
how
I was
could
a kid.
I not know my era? How was it?
I found it very fun. I have to tell you, I found it very fun.
Did we talk about Top Gun when Maverick came out? Did you see those?
Yeah, I saw those. I saw them on. I saw that on plane. Top Gun.
You watched Top Gun Maverick on a plane? That's so scary.
I watched it on a lie flat bed. Watching that on like the bigger screen, and it was
so fucking
such
cheap.
A fun time. It was such a fun God. Time.
Had you taken like a little tablet, as my friend's mum calls it?
Tablet. No, I was tabletless at that stage.
Still fun.
But it was very fun. It was so every time they would do some fun trick in the sky. I mean, it's all propaganda. Let's just get that out of the way.
I was like flat being like, whoa.
Yeah, whoa. Totally. It was like a immersive experience in the sky. It was very fun. It's like I also love watching like alien films up there just in case.
Up there?
Up there when I'm up there.
When I'm out there. I did hear read a really cute Tom Cruise story. You don't get many, so it's important when you see one.
Buckle up.
When Kiki Dunst was talking, you know, the Kiki Dunst press tour continues to be incredible. But she was talking about when she auditioned for Interview with the Vampire, right? Tom Cruise is in that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also never seen, but she.
Oh, it's great. You should watch that.
I should. Maybe I'll watch it this weekend.
Complete your Kiki filmography.
Yeah. I also have my Leo filmography that I'm working through at the same time. Maybe I should do Tom Cruise too. There's a lot that I haven't seen. Anyway, they were auditioning girls to play the role that she eventually got. And in her retelling of it, she essentially was like, I think they were like, all these girls were like camera testing with Tom Cruise. And I think he had, he was picking all of them up because there's like scenes where he has to carry her, I guess. And, they were kind of trying to gauge who looked small while he was carrying them because he's such a little guy. And she says that when she met him, he whispered to her, like, tuck your legs up so that you look smaller, because she was like a tall kid. And her logic for it is like, I think he wanted a like little Jersey girl to get this role because we were like both from New Jersey.
Oh, so that's cute.
He was like, try to look really little when I pick you up so that you get the role.
Wow. He's coaching from that's very cute. Very cute.
I know. Very cute.
Well, I'm glad she was in that. I loved that film.
Yeah. I had a very fun weekend that you were missed at, Jinxie, for Emily's birthday. We went to Francois.
Oh, I still have never been.
When you get back, we should go. We should have our anniversary dinner, letting readers in on our discussion about our See Also 2 year anniversary dinner.
Well, we were meant to go to Rain and LaRue, and I went there recently and didn't love it.
And I trust your review. Because it's a lot of money to be unhappy.
Okay, can I just tell you very quickly my biggest gripe of Rain and LaRue was...
Please.
I think it would be a perfect place to go two people or even four, but two people at the bar, a little drink at the bar, have some oysters, some champagne, what have you. Uh-huh. And then if you're seated like at a four top, that would be great. But I was in a large group and they kind of just didn't seem to know what to do with any of us or like how to serve the food or how long it would take or anything. Mm. But my real gripe was the music. It sounded like they were playing kind of French music, but everything sounded like it was the roommate from Emily in Paris singing. Like, that's all the music sounded like. It sounded like I was in that goddamn club in Paris.
The dead one from Girls Five Ever.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, well, I think she's just missing. But it's like the drag club where the non-drag performer is the star. Yeah.
It's very burlesque. It's a movie very, burlesque.
It's a very burlesque. Anyway, the music all sounded like that. It was so irritating. And that was the real reason why I didn't have a good time at Rain and LaRue. It's important. The music decisions.
That place, based on photos, it looks like the ceiling is like 28 meters tall.
So oh, it's huge.
Is the sound just bouncing around up there?
Yeah, bouncing off the walls. Absolutely.
Is it really dinny, like plate noise and talking noise and that terrible music all like cacophonous?
Where we were seated was quite cacophonous, I will say, because we were like seated on this funny little, like it's almost a stage. It's like where they put the large groups or whatever. Anyway,
got some comics in the house. Up you go.
Pretty much. Anyway, Francois, haven't been. Let's go there.
Yeah, let's go there. We're not going to Rain and LaRue, except for a little drink at the bar maybe. Yeah, it was Emily's birthday and she, Mike, and I went for lunch at Francois and it was good. They stuck us at the back next to the swinging door to the kitchen. And so Emily like almost got taken out a few times. But there was, Emily was like, should we do the caviar? And we were like, let's do the caviar. What else? So, you know, around a teenies, some caviar that we really straight. We ordered more blinis twice to get the most of it. And then our meals came and it was fine. The service was a little not the best, but we each got a dessert at the end. It was very fun. But there was like a comical case of mistaken identity. When a friend of Emily's texted and was like, did you get my surprise? Or like, did you get your present? And she was like, what are you talking about? And like called him and he was like, I had something sent to the restaurant for you for your birthday. I told them, you know, Emily is there for her birthday. And in that moment we hear, happy birthday to you. And these French waiters are walking down the length of the restaurant carrying two, like, I think creme brulees with candles coming out of them. And I'm filming Emily as she's on the phone and her face is like, oh my God, it's happening. Like, oh, it's happening. Wow. I've got to take a photo for you. And then I turn around just in time to see these waiters who are coming, making a beeline for us, just take a hard right and deliver these two candled creme brulees to a table where I guess twins were having their birthday lunch next to us. And turns out their friend Emily had booked their table.
Oh, no.
Our reservation was under Mike's name, which we didn't clock. And so the bottle of French champagne that Emily's friend had sent to Emily at Francois had just gone to these random women who were like, sure, we'll take it.
Did Francois give you another one?
Yeah.
It's their mistake.
But it was like solving a mystery. we were all, what's his name?
Columbo?
No, what's the French one? Who Murder on the Orient Express?
Poirot.
We're Poirot. Harvey Sutherland was Poirot in that moment.
Very good.
Twirling his mustache.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I wish I could have been there, but
very silly.
Yeah.
Very funny.
LA was calling. I had to come here. You know, Emily understands.
If anyone understands.
Yeah.
She actually would have rather be in LA probably as well.
It's not enough that I have seen approximately like maybe 120 films or something since I got here, but because that's my job.
Is that real? Is that how many?
No, I would say I'm
at like 50 though.
I probably like 16, I would say.
Okay.
So it's not too bad. maybe 30. I don't know. It's a lot anyway. And some really good things in there, which is exciting. But I have managed to find the time to watch the entirety of the show that I did not think I would watch, Three Body Problem.
What is this? So I feel like that and Baby Reindeer, I'm like, when did everyone start caring about these two things that I don't know anything about?
Yeah, I don't care so much about Baby Reindeer, but I did see the show that it was like the original show that it was based on. But I'm just meaning I haven't seen that one yet. But Three Body Problem is a new series, and this is why I would never normally have watched it. But it's by the creators of, it's like adapted from a book, I guess, but it's created by the guys who created Game of Thrones, like the adapted Game of Thrones for TV,
right?
Which is a show that I watched quite a lot of and really disliked. And this is kind of like a similar show. It's science, kind of science oriented, and it's essentially like they've just found different nerds to make a show for. Like instead of the like dragon fantasy nerds, this is more like equations and like cellular level rocket blah blah blah. Like it's
got
everything's
it.
So and so light year. Everything's about a light year. anyway, watched the whole thing. It was actually quite fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I would actually recommend it.
Cellular light years.
Cellular light years. I understood everything.
That reminds me of, you know how it's really good when people on a podcast try to retell a bit from a stand-up show. But Gabe Lederman, who does shows with like Jenny Slate and Max Silvestri, he had this special a few years ago and I saw him do it live once in New York, and he was talking about Game of Thrones, but he was like, isn't it weird that these shows are called fantasy, like the genre is fantasy, but they all are like the same fantasy? Like, are people really having this fantasy about like a woman coming out of a bath in the woods and she's really sweaty but it's snowing and everyone's wearing furs and riding horses and have swords? Like, is that everyone's fantasy?
That's very good. Very good.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Yeah, I can't believe I watched all, like, I managed to fit that show in on top of everything. But
hey,
we do what we have to do.
We find time for our passions, and yours are, your passion is light years.
Apparently.
Have you seen Challenges yet?
No, I'm yet to see Challenges. I'm very excited to. I'm going to see it this weekend. Yeah, it's everyone's talking about it over here.
Everyone's talking about it. Challenges and Hacks new season is out today.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I will watch. I will watch. And we both recently watched Ripley, which we will be talking about next week, giving you the opportunity to watch it if you haven't already.
Mm-hmm. All right, this loosey-goosey episode has taken us to the end. Jinxie, do you have some also-alsos to recommend?
Yeah, I do. I mentioned before that I didn't do my packing for this trip in a particularly precise or pleasant manner. However, the first thing that I threw into my bag is the first thing that I generally throw into my bag or roll up really carefully and place it in a little travel accessory thing. It's the HB Archive Poet shirt. I truly think this is the perfect travel shirt. It's like it's doesn't sort of crease too much. You can just hang it near the shower if you don't have whatever. And it looks good with everything. You can do casual, you can do kind of dress it up a little bit. I have a red and white striped version of it, which is great. And I just want to give a shout out to Rosie for convincing me to buy it and introducing me to the Poet shirt. But yeah, look, they're all designed, created and sewn and wrapped and posted by Holly from HB Archive. And she doesn't often have them for immediate sale online. She has pop-up. She's doing one in New Zealand, I think, next week. But she does pre-orders, so you can actually order ahead, and that way you can choose the length and talk to her about how it's going to fit and what the fabric is going to be.
Oh,
they're perfect.
Great.
Perfect.
Did you pack your little travel steamer for this trip?
I did not, because I knew there would be one where I was coming to.
Okay.
But I would have otherwise.
Forgiven. Mm-hmm. My first rec is for a cookbook. It's Another Slice by Nat Paul, who ran the beloved Melbourne bakery Beatrix. And it's her second cookbook. And she and her publisher very kindly sent me like a pack of like fancy chocolate, fancy salt, fancy vanilla pod, and like all the shit that she likes to cook with, as well as a copy of the book, and a tote bag, which I sent to my sister, who's a very big fan of Nat, and will be listening to this. And I just made my first, I've been meaning to recommend this cookbook for ages, but I was like, I haven't actually cooked from it. I just love Nat and her baked goods. And last night when I came back from my trip, I really just felt like a little chalky treat, and also I felt like baking. And so I made her brownie recipe, which she describes in the book as like, I think the recipe is called the brownie that is my favorite. And it has the technique that she uses involves like, it's like a very luscious kind of like, you know, melted chocolate, cocoa, like very decadent. But then the final thing you do before you bake it is you tear up kind of like chunks of cream cheese and just like softly mix them through the batter. And so it has this kind of like streak of kind of like savory sourness through this like very rich decadent chocolate batter. And I was like, that's a really interesting way to use cream cheese. I added instant coffee, which is like one of her little ways to like flex the recipe and adapt it. And I think that it is delish. It's really good and fudgy and yum.
My next one is also food related. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely not what I am eating over here in springtime, but I was craving it when I was in Melbourne. It is a soup that I have been making for like at least 10 years. It is a carrot, fennel and wild rice soup. And it's on a website called 101 Cookbooks, and it was essentially adapted from a New York Times soup from a long time ago, like their best-selling soup book or whatever. And anyway, I crave it every autumn. It is this, it's like a very brothy kind of soup, but has like the nuttiness of the wild rice coming through. Mm. And you cut the carrots really thick and you cut the fennel really thick. Mm. And then you put the little fronds on top. It's just, it's so perfect. And it kind of looks, I hate to say it, but it's kind of a chic looking soup, BL. Yeah. So you can serve it to get, like, it could be for guests, this one.
It's a guest soup.
It's a guest.
It's not a private soup. It's one of your shameful secret soups.
Yeah. It's like if you've cooked the stew for everyone, you know, you can move over to this one. Like this, you can alternate.
Do you buy your wild rice somewhere chic and local?
I bought my wild rice from Terra Madre.
Great. Yeah. I'll do the same.
Yeah.
My next rec is a podcast called Wiki Hole. It's hosted by my friend Darcy Carden, and it's a very fun, very see also kind of theme where every episode she invites a few guests on, and it's kind of like a you know, trivia game show. But she starts at what she calls the top of a wiki hole with one theme or subject, and then asks questions relating to it that lead you down kind of like a string of like interrelated, like see also tangents. And it's really fun, like a really fun little listen every week.
Oh, cute. I really want to listen to that. I keep seeing it, people posting about it. I need to listen. Sounds great.
Yeah. Very fun. Great guests. Yeah.
Cool. My last one is something for the lips. It's the Violette Bisou Balm FR in Amour Fou from Mecca. They announced this product and then sold out of it completely. And I just happened to walk in to buy some sunscreen before I came over here. And they were fully stocked in the Melbourne store. So
they never stocked. I haven't even been able to try any of the Violette products because they're always fucking sold out.
Yeah, well, they were in there like a week ago or something. And it's really good because it's sort of, I'm not wearing a lot of makeup at the moment, like at all. But I do look a little jet lagged over here. So it's kind of it's almost like a balm, and you can I guess it's called a balm. That's in the name. But so it is a balm. It's not just like a balm. It is a balm. But it's got a good color in it, and you can kind of layer it up as much as you want. So it can just be kind of like a little slicker color, or it could be like a whole pop. It's good.
Mm. Are you familiar with like the lore of Violet, like the woman behind the brand?
Like a little bit. She has some good recommendations floating about on the internet.
Beauty YouTuber, like lots of good content if you want to see the like French girl lifestyle that these like products kind of trickled down from.
Yeah, she's very like, oh my God, I'm getting so many ads for like the French girl look again. It's like, are we there again?
Yeah, we're there, babe.
Yeah, well, anyway, here is me recommending a French girl lipstick.
Love. My last recommendation is for a place that I think I talked about on the podcast recently. I hadn't been, and now I have been, and I'm recommending it. Inner Studio in Collingwood. It's like a sauna, hot plunge, cold plunge. They have a yoga studio, and I loved it. It's cheaper than Sense of Self, and it's less of like a spa experience. It's more of like a, if you want to add like hot and cold kind of therapy to your like workout or body routine, it's like $45 a session, so not like an everyday thing for me, but like maybe once a month. And I really enjoyed it. You get an hour, I think, and I always find like the 2 hours of Sense of Self is like too much, and I get a bit bored, whereas an hour I'm like, I sauna two or three times, I hot and cold plunge a couple of times, and I'm done. I don't want to linger. And they've got yummy teas. They serve Mateo sodas if you want to have like a little sip after your plunge. And it's just in like a great little kind of industrial space. And I thought I would hate the like chatting is encouraged vibe, but it was actually quite nice because I went on like a pretty quiet Saturday morning, and I like, there was like one woman in the sauna that I spoke to. And then later when she was trying to do a minute in the cold plunge, we like talked about how hard it was and cheered each other on. And it was really nice, except that there were like a bunch of men in the sauna together when I first got there who were talking about Microsoft Office products. And I just did not want to hear about like SharePoint on a Saturday morning in a sauna. But besides that, really liked it.
Yeah, do you not want to hear about productivity while being in a sauna? Like that is the only thing I would be productive about, you know, producing sweat. That's about
it. Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, I just, wherever they were going, I went to the opposite place. So it worked great.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Oh, I need to go. That sounds very up my alley. So
yeah.
I got to go there.
The pool's always deeper than you think. And so you think you're like stepping down and you end up kind of dropping a little. So just remember that everything's deeper than it may appear.
Thanks for listening to See Also. Please get over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a little review. We love it. We love to read them. We love to take screenshots of them and send them to each other. And you can follow us at See Also Podcast on Instagram. And if you want more of us, I mean, doesn't everyone? We want a bit less sometimes, but get over to Patreon and join up on the Hog Hive. It's only a few bucks a month and you get bonus content and heaps of episodes that we've released purely for our Patreons, and a couple of episodes coming up in the next couple of weeks that will only be available for our Hog Hive.
Thanks as always to Samuel Hodge for our artwork and Harvey Sutherland for our theme music. Jinxie, have a fun last week in LA. I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm heading off to Erewhon right now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.